Varo is a traditional duo comprising Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Nerea Breschi. Their self-titled debut album has just been released, and they're with me in Studio 7 right now to give us a sample of their music. But the duo is augmented tonight by an additional vocalist, Niamh Berry. Let's hear one of the tracks they're going to perform for us. It's called The Duffing Mistress.
Oh, do you know her, or do you not? This duffing mistress that we have got. Oh, Agnes Savage, it is her name, and she hangs her coat on the highest pin. Righty, right, follow, righty, right, for Ray. On Monday morning, when she comes in, she hangs her coat on the highest pin. She turns around for to view her girls, saying, damn your daughters, lay up your ends. Righty, right, follow, righty, right, foray. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. Our hands are steady, our eyes are true. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. But for Lizzie Murphy and not for you. Righty, right, follow, righty, right, foray. When Agnes Savage,
when
comes,
Agnes Savage
comes at their feet, like she spreads her feet and she makes a noise like an elephant trunk. I and all the doffers, they swear she's drunk. Righty, right, follow, righty, right, foray. Oh, Lizzie Murphy, you went away. It's every night for you we pray. You left us here with a broken heart. Now there's no one left for to take our part. Rightly right, follow, rightly right, foray. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. Our hands are steady, our eyes are true. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. But for Lizzie Murphy and not for you. Rightly right follow. Rightly right foray.
The Duffing Mistress performed for us there by Varo, who are Lucy Azconaga, as I said, and Consuelo Nerea Breschi, and also on vocals tonight, Niamh Berry. Well, as we can kind of guess from the two first names, at any rate, we're not talking about two Irish natives in the case of Lucy and Consuelo. So let's start with you, Consuelo. Where are you from, and how did you come to Ireland?
So I'm from Florence in Italy, and I moved 5 years ago after having been in love with Irish music for all my life and having promised myself that I would eventually move.
And how did the love of Irish music come about?
Just because my dad is a musician, has been working with lots of traditional Irish musicians and has been living in Ireland, and I visit many times.
Right, yeah. So you had been back and forth between Italy and Ireland, your experience of Irish music was essentially here then, was it?
Yeah, and at home when we had the musician over for touring. Yeah.
Right. Mm. So you saw some at home as well. Then your story then, Lucy.
I moved to Ireland. But
you're originally from?
I'm French. Mm. I'm from near Bordeaux. And I moved to Ireland in 2011 because I wanted to learn Irish music and I wanted to learn the fiddle. And I thought the best way to do so is just to come to this country. And as many other people, I just stayed. And never went back.
And again, the exposure to Irish traditional music, or were you exposed to a type of music at home in France?
My background is more classical and jazz, and also French folk music. And I had a band in France. Hmm. And we started playing with a fiddle player, and this man had a lot of influences from Irish music. And so he just introduced me to this music, and I loved it. And so I came to Ireland for a holiday, and then I thought, no, I have to come back. And I did.
And in the way of traditional music, as it often happens, you and Lucy and Consuelo, you literally bumped into each other at a session in the cobblestone.
Much, yeah.
How long ago was that now, Consuelo?
It was straight when you arrived,
yeah,
I think.
2 months after I arrived, we were introduced by
Well, we were just musician. Like, there is a place called the Cobblestone.
Yes, yeah.
Everybody knows it's like the most magical place.
In Smithfield, yeah, yes. In Dublin.
And so there are sessions every day there. And so I was spending literally all my life there for years, just going to sessions, listening to the musicians, recording and stuff. And it happened that one evening we just sat beside each other and just were introduced by a Paul O'Shaughnessy, who was a friend of both of us. And we just got along straight away. And then I had a gig 3 weeks later where I was asked to play French music, Irish music, a bit of different stuff, and I needed somebody. Mm. And so I thought, I'm going to call this girl that I met in the Cobblestone. Like, she was really nice. And so we did our first gig together, and I think we just never stopped
and so
playing after
Varro
this.
Was born. Does that word have a particular meaning in one or other of Italian or the French, the Italian or French language?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, it's a river that goes between Italy and France, and it has been changing nationality many times because the borders kept changing.
So it's a region between the two?
It's a river.
A river, I beg your pardon.
And we thought it was...
It was good. It's literally the connection between the two countries in some ways. Niamh, Barry then, how did you muscle your way into this duo? Are you in just as a visiting guest, or are you kind of hoping that they might expand? Are they nodding and saying yes all at the one go?
They're going to kick me out. I am a collaborator, I suppose. You can't, if you play any sort of folk music in Dublin, you can't really... Yeah. Like, get away from each other. So yeah, it's very tight-knit.
Obviously, that first piece that you performed for us was totally vocal, apart from the harmonium, literally giving you the note for the harmonies at the beginning. But are there other instruments involved across all three of you? Consuela, first of all?
Yes, I play fiddle and boron. And Lucy also play fiddle and...
Are you on the harmonium for some of the stuff as well?
Yeah.
Lucy?
But myself and Niamh both play the harmonium for the gigs. When I'm on the fiddle, she plays the harmonium. When she's on the guitar, I play the harmonium. We just make it work that way.
Now, I don't want to force you into anything here, but are we really talking about a trio then when we talk about Varro?
No, because there is a fourth person as well.
I'm talking about a quartet. Okay.
Basically, so we worked together, we arranged the stuff, and then we just wanted to develop the sound more, and we needed more people for this because not enough hands, basically. And but Libby McCrohan is a bouzouki player, and we worked with Frank Tate as well. He recorded on the album, and Libby plays with us on the tour.
Let's listen to the second track, because The Duffing Mistress was the first one that we heard there. Let's listen to a second song, which is Ye Jacobites by name. This is an old Scottish folk song, in fact. Yeah, who'll tell me a little bit about it before we hear it?
So it was written during the Jacobites rebellion. Mm. And then the lyrics were rewritten by the poet Robert Byrne, and it became an anti-war song.
Right, okay, well, let's have a listen to Ye Jacobites by Name from Varro.
Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear. What is right and what is wrong, by the law, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, the short sword and the long. Arm and the strong, for to draw, for to draw. A weak arm and the strong, for to draw. What makes heroic strife, fame the fire, fame the fire. What makes heroic strife, fame the fire. What makes heroic strife, to whet the assassin's knife, or home to parents' life, bloody war, bloody war. Or hunt a parent's life with bloody war.
Then leave your skins alone in the state. Then leave your skins alone in the state. Then leave the door, the rising sun. Leave
Jacobites by name, Londoneer, Londoneer. Ye Jacobites by name, Londoneer. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame. You shall hear. What makes heroic strife and afar, find afar? What makes heroic strife and afar? What makes heroic strife to wet the assassin's knife, or hunt a parent's life? Bloody war, or hunt a parent's life? Bloody war.
Beautiful stuff, Ye Jacobites by name there from Varro, and as our texter has just said, superb performance from Varro. Joy to hear such harmony, beautiful vocal harmonies in fact from Consuelo, Lucy and Niamh, with Consuelo on baron and Lucy on harmonium in that performance. The new album is also called Varro, V-A-R-O. Check out their Facebook page for that, and they have gigs in Belfast this coming Thursday, in Derry on Friday night, and in Sligo on the 15th, with further dates in Lettermore and Galway and Dublin towards the end of February. Varro on Facebook will give you all of the details on that.